Let me lend a hand for your next meeting, convention, sales or management training, conference call, or webinar. Whether you're looking for motivation, inspiration, or education, let me bring my background in psychology, sales, sales management, and executive experience to your next event. Just connect with me through Facebook or use the contact tab at the top of this webpage. Everybody, greetings from southeastern Pennsylvania, where the battle cry has gone out for the first time this year. Head to the grocery store, grab your milk, grab your bread, because here comes the first major snowstorm this season. Hey, no matter what age you are, an impending blizzard is an exciting event. And dare I say, though I know some will disagree with me, a celebration. And it's Winter Storm Jonas who has captured the imagination and conversation of people living in the mid-Atlantic and northeastern states. Well, the event and celebration begins with the timeless tradition of stocking up on milk and bread, one that I don't think I've ever actually participated in, though one I know my grocer friends back in Pittsburgh celebrate the idea of a snowstorm, whether it happens or not. Which leads us to the second tradition of this event, and that is discussing it all week long and wondering if the weatherman's gonna get it right. Oh, how many a child's hopes have been dashed that they would escape the perils of the impending test the next day because school would be canceled due to a snowstorm. All this wondering, all this waiting, all week long. It wouldn't be a blizzard without it. Which leads us to a third tradition during a snowstorm. How much snow are we going to get? All week long, they've raised the numbers, and where we are in Pennsylvania, we're expected to get 8 to 12 inches, but other areas are expected to get up to 2 feet, which in the mid-Atlantic and northeast is nothing more than a minor inconvenience. Now, in contrast to that, when I lived in Birmingham, Alabama, I saw the entire city shut down for merely a dusting on the roadways. Certainly these totals down there would be a major inconvenience. And finally, the last pre-blizzard tradition, planning what we're going to do if the storm happens and if we get the accumulation they've called for. Well, I'm sorry to say that Winter Storm Jonas will not deliver the time-honored tradition of kids missing school as it's happening over the weekend. But nevertheless, I'm sure they'll be out in mass enjoying the gift of a good snowstorm. But everybody needs a good plan. Movies, fireplace. Me, I'll be out on my John Deere plowing the driveway several times. But just like any big event, the anticipation is so worthwhile. And then it happens. One snowflake, 10 snowflakes, 100 million snowflakes. Right before our eyes, right outside the window, we see dormant lawns and trees making up this dull brown landscape. Slowly and suddenly, majestically, gracefully, silently transform before our eyes into a sea of white. And only then do we come to understand that a good snowstorm is God's gift of an unexpected and unplanned guilt-free day off. We are given the gift, if only for a brief moment, of time freezing, pun intended. So Jonas, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Hey, for those of you that are going to be impacted by Jonas this weekend, I hope you'll head on over to my Facebook page, Jerry Vitale, Platform Speaker, and share some of your pictures and comments as you go through this exciting event. And please stay warm and please safety first. And hey, if you like this message, I hope you'll share it. And as always, thanks for your continued support through your listening. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.